This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Indonesia has been hit by more deadly earthquakes that have killed hundreds so far. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy.
The 7.5 magnitude quake hit Indonesia's Sulawesi Island at nightfall. It was the second quake to rock the region that day and triggered a tsunami with waves up to 6 feet high, sweeping through the scenic tourist town of Palu. On Saturday, local media showed military personnel loading cargo planes with relief aid to help victims of the disaster. The military chief says Marine Corps and Army health units are also being deployed. It's been a deadly year for Indonesia, which sits on the Pacific Ring of Fire, making it prone to powerful quakes. Dozens of villages were destroyed in the island of Lombok in August by a series of major earthquakes that killed more than 500 people.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. President Trump is directing the FBI to launch a new investigation of a Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, at the request of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I think it will work out very well for the country. I just want it to work out well for the country. If that happens, I'm happy.
Have you thought at all about a replacement for Judge Kavanaugh?
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
Kavanaugh has been accused of sexual assault when he was in high school, and there are similar allegations from a college classmate. He does deny all allegations. A federal district court judge in Washington has ruled that a group of nearly 200 members of Congress has legal standing to proceed with its lawsuit against President Trump. They accuse him of violating the U.S. Constitution by making profits on worldwide businesses that he owns. Well, this is while he has been in office. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China may be targeting U.S. political action committees and various think tanks with spear-phishing emails ahead of the November U.S. election. U.S. intelligence officials have been hinting for some time that China is poised to act more aggressively regarding potential interference in U.S. elections. The Committee to Protect Journalists says that reporters are being jailed in unprecedented numbers worldwide. More from VOA's Margaret Bashir at the United Nations in New York.
CPJ Executive Director Joel Simon told a press freedom event at the United Nations on Friday that the world body needs to raise its voice and name and shame countries that abuse reporters.
The jailing of journalists is a brutal form of censorship that is having a profound impact on the flow of information around the world.
The top three jailers of journalists last year were Turkey with 73 journalists jailed, China with 41, and Egypt with 20. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Campaigners fighting for equal access to places of worship in India have won a key victory with the Supreme Court lifting a centuries-old ban on girls and women between the ages of 10 and 50 from entering one of the holiest Hindu temples in southern India. They say that treating women as children of a lesser god is unconditional or constitutional. It is the second judgment in 2 days that has given a boost to gender equality in India. In a separate ruling, the court struck down a law that criminalized adultery, saying it discriminated against women. Facebook says millions of accounts have been compromised in a security breach. The latest from AP's Warren Levinson.
Facebook says the breach allowed hackers access to some 50 million accounts. They got in through a feature called View As that allows users to view how their profiles look to outsiders. The company doesn't know who the hackers are or where they are based, and it wasn't immediately clear whether third-party applications were compromised as well. Facebook allows its users to sign on to other applications with their Facebook credentials. The company, which has 2 billion users, reset about 90 million logins, including anyone who's been the subject of a View As search in the last year. Facebook doesn't know yet whether the hack had a specific target. Warren Levinson, New York.
U.S. First Lady Melania Trump is set to begin a trip to Africa Monday to promote the message of her Be Best Child Welfare Initiative. Stops will be in Ghana, Malawi, Kenya, and Egypt. Pope Francis has defrocked a Chilean priest who was a central character in a global sex abuse scandal rocking his papacy, invoking his supreme authority to stiffen an earlier sentence. The Vatican says the Pope is 88-year-old Fernando Caradima. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.